Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner who has a product, a service, or a message that you believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look into the real-world marketing and networking tactics and strategies for getting what you have in front of you to a lot more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and now let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super excited for today's interview episode, as I know all of you are as well. And not for the fact that the person I have with me today has the same name as my beautiful wife, my beautiful mother, and my beautiful mother-in-law. They all share the same name in common. But what I love about Nancy Jutton is the fact that we see eye to eye in so many ways when it comes to podcasting. And obviously, all of you here listening have been following this podcast for a while. You've heard me on other podcasts. And the way that the podcasting world has evolved is that, and Nancy will agree with me as we dive into this, is that there are some people out there, agencies, companies, individuals, that sadly do take advantage of the person wanting to be on podcasts, and they will charge a lot of money to get them on podcasts when there are ways to do it without making it a big expense. And there are free resources out there. There are people like Nancy who are guest experts at getting people on podcasts for nowhere near what you think the investment may be, and you will be on top podcasts. You will get more visibility and traction. And we wanted to kind of take this time to talk to you about that, not just the benefits of a podcast, but more so really looking at all the available resources that are out there for us and to us, because it's plentiful right now. And Nancy has such a great story that I don't want to go on any further because I want to turn the rest of the time to her. So Nancy, welcome to today's episode.
Thanks, Scott. It's really great to be here with you.
Well, the first thing I want to start with is everybody that comes on the show has a interesting story of how they got into what they're doing now. You know, when people hear that I teach LinkedIn, they're like, oh, so you must have been some sort of online marketer or social media. No, I was a personal trainer. And when people hear that you were a personal trainer and now that you're doing LinkedIn, there's always an interesting segue of how you got to what you're doing. So what did you stumble into that put you on the path that you're now on at being that go-to person that helps people become podcast guests on other podcasts?
Great question. You know, years ago, I owned my own publicity agency where I helped big name folks get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated by pitching them to major media like the Oprah Magazine and NPR and big media outlets like that. And then I got very well known for being the wizard behind the curtain, making other people look really, really big. And that went on for a while, and I became a pitching machine. And one day I discovered that when I Googled my own name, the only thing anyone could find out about me was that I ran 10K races really slowly. And I thought to myself, if I'm so good at what it is that I do, pitching other people to get seen, heard, and celebrated in the major and minor media, maybe I should turn some of my brilliance on myself. And so over a variety of situations, I started booking myself on every major media that I could find and got more than slightly famous for the Bye Bye Boring Bio workbook that I wrote 10 years ago and for all the other work that I do helping people to get known and get paid. So here was the wrinkle. The great COVID-19 came about right around March 2020. And as a speaker, expert, and author, I depended on live stages to get seen, heard, and celebrated, and they all went dark for good reason. I decided to double down on podcast guesting because that would allow me to share my message far and wide without leaving my house. And what could be more relevant in this very dynamic time that we are all navigating through? So I created a whole new way to serve the wild, wild west of podcast guesting by leading the Broadcast Your Brilliance Bootcamp, which teaches people and empowers them to book themselves on the right shows without hiring an expensive booking agency so that they can dial up or dial down their volume depending on their lead flow requirements. And it's just been a wonderful pivot to make at the perfect time when people need to learn how to do this and they need to learn how to do it now.
So going through what you went through in the pandemic, and, you know, unfortunately it's still here, but, you know, we're navigating through these uncertain times for a lot of people. What would you say was one of the greatest unexpected gifts that was given to you because of what the pandemic offered?
Great question. I think one of the greatest things I realized is how much power was within my own control to make my magic happen, regardless of external circumstances. And I will share another story with you. My dad was an actor in Hollywood, pretty famous. If you saw him in the grocery store, you'd recognize him. But the thing about being an actor in Hollywood is you go on auditions and you don't get permission to make your money until the casting director says you're hired. So as a kid growing up in that kind of a situation is very disempowering. And I think I knew that I'm not going to wait for somebody to give me permission to make a living. So the beautiful thing about being sheltered in place, as many of us have chosen to be or are obliged to be, you can speak to your own community. You can borrow the audiences of other people who have Facebook groups and conferences they lead, and you can speak up on podcasts. And when you work all three legs of the stool and you're strategic about who you speak to so that you have an audience to message match, you can spread your message and your stories and your solutions to a much wider audience of people who can benefit from how you help. And if you have products, programs, and services that ease the pain, you can create a revenue rush for your products, programs, and services without leaving your house, without buying a plane ticket, without having to buy anybody coffee. And I think that that's incredibly relevant and timely, especially in the times that we have right now.
So coming from a family where, you know, your father being a well-known actor, and there's things that obviously come with that, do you recall any words of wisdom or advice that he gave you as you grew up that you were then able to take into all the things that you do now, not just when you're able to speak on stage, but the way that you then empower, encourage others?
This might not be the answer you were expecting, but I think one of the things he taught me was live below your means so that you always have the choice of what you do and for whom you do it for. If you can have the choice of saying yes to things that are right for you, I think one of the things that people get into trouble around is they overinvest and they get highly leveraged and they have a desperation that they bring to the work that they do because they are over leveraged and they don't have enough money to pay for whatever they've committed to. And so living well, but living within my means gives me a lot of choice. And I think another thing he used to say, and I know this is rather colorful, but he said, you know, that's your FU factor. That's your factor. Like either you want to do it or you don't, but having the power to say no, just because somebody is rubbing you the wrong way. Well, he was really good at that. I got to say.
You know, the one thing that I've learned is being a recovering yes person. There's a lot of power in saying no. And, you know, everyone worries, well, I don't want to hurt that other person's feelings, but whose feelings end up hurting in the end? And that's sometimes that person that just continues to say yes when they really want to say no, because creating that space and that availability for you again, and I don't want people to you know, take that out of context, living below your means. You can correlate that any which way you want. For me, I correlate that to, you know, not having to fill every waking moment of my day with things that I really don't want to do. You can live below those means of times, like the whole 9-to-5 notion. If you want to work 2 hours a day, work 2 hours a day. You don't have to say yes to those things that you don't want to say yes to. Now, the other thing,
I have a little follow-up to that too. and it's particularly relevant to podcast guesting, is that I see often, why don't we do a podcast swap? I'll be a guest on your show, you'll be a guest on my show. And yes, that's a really great idea, provided that there is an audience to message match. Sometimes I see people saying yes to swaps that aren't in their best interest because the host has a show that's not at all relevant to what it is they do and how they do it, and vice versa. They may be getting practice being on each other's programs, but that doesn't necessarily amplify the message in such a way that it can be monetized most definitely. And so I think people need to be selective when they're doing podcast swaps. And I also think that there are some shows that are top five in marketing and management on iTunes, and that is not the same kind of show as one that just started yesterday and has zero embedded listeners. I think we need to pay attention to where we spend our valuable time so we're speaking up on the right platforms to make it most fruitful for everyone with as little wasted time as possible.
I love that, because you don't want to waste any time, especially, you know, it's something that we don't get back. Time is the most valuable commodity we have to offer people, but also to give to people. So there's a lot of people that listen to this podcast, and I've had people talk about podcasts before and the power of podcasting. But just like you said, you know, there has to be, when you're doing podcast swapping, that there has to be a mutual exchange of energy, and everybody has different factors that go into who they're going to pod swap with or whatnot. How has the pivot that you have made going from in-person speaking, where you can be seen, known, heard, and that's the way that I like to do things as well. I love speaking in person. It's just being around people just lights me up. And I, like you, I doubled down on my podcast last year and guesting as well. What did that do for you, not from a business standpoint, but from a personal standpoint, really getting on all of those podcasts and doubling down on that aspect of business? And how's that helped you teach other people the same thing? Because a lot of people are always looking for that special sauce or that shortcut. But what was that experience like for you going through it on that one side and then bringing it to other people?
I think that it's incredibly credibility enhancing to be in the trenches, making it happen for yourself so that you can demonstrate to people how fruitful this can be when they follow your methods. And every time I lead a Broadcast Your Brilliance Bootcamp, I say to people, I'm challenging you to book yourself on 4 to 12 shows in the next 12 weeks, and I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. And not only that, but I'm going to pretend that I have zero shows for the next 12 weeks, and I'm going to be in it to win it with you. And I'm going to report to you how many shows I book myself on and what happens as a direct result, so that I hold myself accountable for demonstrating that this really is magical. It is absolutely doable, and it's absolutely within your own control. And I think that level of transparency has been incredibly inspiring for those that I've been fortunate to guide through this process, because I am in it to win it every single day. I tell my people, just like the almond growers, they say 2 cans a week, that's all we ask. I want you to book yourself on at least 2 shows a week, the right shows a week. And when you do this, the other benefits of it, we get better as masters of anything with 10,000 hours of practice. In the first few iterations, people might have doe in the headlights disease, or they might stumble over their words, or they might have too many filler words, or they might not know how to bend and sway with a conversation. The more practice you get talking to real people, delivering your message in a conversational way, the more masterful you become. And so I think that I have definitely gotten a whole lot better at doing that. And people tell me, not only am I an excellent guest, but I'm a gracious host and a generous one at that. So when you walk your own talk and show people, they go, wow, she's a regular person who has transformed herself in this very specific way. I can do it too. Now, there's a gentleman named John Lee Dumas who has a podcast called Entrepreneur on Fire, and he is amazing in every way. And in his book, The Uncommon Path to Common Success, or The Common Yep. Path, I'm not getting no, the title right.
It's The Uncommon Path to Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we know what it is. It's a great book. Highly recommend it. But he said that in the month of March, 2021, He did over 300 podcast guest spots. And if he can do 300 podcast guest spots with the kind of network that he has, everyone else can do 4 to 12 weeks and still manage to spin every other plate that they have in their business to create revenue and opportunity. And so I hope that I've answered your question, but I think what you focus on expands. And when you are a brilliant guest, and not only do you show up well as a guest, but you also merchandise the episode after the fact, there are uncommon advantages that unfold for you, because when you demonstrate what a great merchandiser of your host's show you are, other hosts notice that you are doing that, and they reach out and say, I listened to your episode. Not only that, but I loved how you merchandised it. You're exactly the kind of guest I'm looking to have contribute to my program. When can you come on? That happens to me all the time, because I'm not looking for a one-night stand. I'm looking for a long-term relationship that will have reverberations over time. And that's the way I train my clients to think as well.
Love that. There's so much that I want to say. Well, first, it's the common path to uncommon success. Wonderful book. Nancy and I love John Lee Dumas. And, you know, he has a 7-figure producing podcast now. And that's what he teaches. You know, the other thing I want to say is T.R. Vecker always states that every master was once a disaster. So to think that you're going to be a great podcast host and to think that you're going to be a great podcast guest from day one, you're wrong. I still, to this day, I've done close to 300 podcast episodes. I still have not listened to my first podcast episode after I produced it. I don't know what it sounds like. I don't know what came out of my mouth. I don't know how I did, but you get better over time. No one goes to the gym once and walks out looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You have to get your repetitions in every which way you can. And Nancy just relaunched her podcast and we were listening back to it. And I was giving her some honest feedback and critique because she tends to use some filler words or noises sometimes, which is very common. And I was just giving her some techniques and strategies of what she could do to make that not happen, whether it's slowing down your tone, thinking not too much about what you say, but really just thinking about how you want to present it. And it just takes time. The other thing I'll say is that I doubled down on guesting on podcasts when the pandemic hit. And this is something that you and I spoke about offline. And I went on about 90 different podcasts in a 6-month period. And it did wonders for me because it wasn't just me going onto that person's podcast and getting introduced to their network. And I got business from it, you know, hands down. It was the relationship aspect. It was how I was able to connect with that person through the podcast, but how the relationships have continued after that. And you get friendships from that. And then you're building that know, like, and trust with that podcast host. And if something comes up that's in your zone of genius, guess who they're going to recommend? You. So there is so much power, not just in being a podcast host, but being a podcast guest. So I want to dive into that really quickly. So we talked about how there's podcast swaps, and that's a podcast host and a podcast host doing each other's shows. But then there's just podcast guesting. So a lot of people think that they need to have a podcast to be a guest on a podcast, and that couldn't be further from the truth. There's a lot of people, and this is, you know, we coach our people to start out as a podcast guest so you can learn how to be a podcast host. So what are some tips, without obviously giving everything away, but what are some basic things that someone can do that is really interested in getting themselves out there in the podcasting world to be a guest, to really start showing up in other people's feeds? Or what's the right way to reach out to people? Because you and I both know, you and I both get pitched all the time for our shows, and there's good pitches and there's bad pitches. So if someone doesn't have a service helping them, what's a simple way or some things people can do to get started?
Excellent question. I'm going to start with one that's probably not expected, which is this one. Believe and behave as if the most important host is going to call you tomorrow. because when you believe and behave as if the most important host is going to call you tomorrow, you get your act together today so that you can respond and rise up to that opportunity. That means you want to have a professional quality microphone at your desk. That means you want to have a decent background behind you. That means that you want to have decent lighting so you look good just in case video is part of the equation. Number two, you should have clarity around what it is that you want to talk about and why the host would want to talk to you about it. The very exercise of creating a media one sheet that showcases on one sheet of paper what your host-friendly bio is, what your three hot topics are, what your social media links are, and how they can book you is going to demonstrate that you are ready to go. If you happen to have some media logos of important media that you've been seen, heard, and celebrated on, go ahead and include those icons on your media one sheet because visually it showcases that you've got it going on. If you don't have those media logos, maybe you have meeting planners or other hosts that have said, you were the greatest guest since sliced bread, and here's what was special about what you brought to the program. That lets a host know that you are media ready, media savvy, and ready to go to the show. And if, oh, by the way, if you want a free media template that will help you prepare that, you can simply go to mediaonesheetnow.com and download it as my gift to you so you can be media savvy before you go. Now, this whole idea of showing up, there are actually sites on Facebook that are matchmaking sites that bring hosts and guests together. And one of my favorite ones is the podcast guest collaboration site. It's on Facebook, it's free to join, and there are over 20,000 hosts and guests that are looking to make a match. And so what I always say to my clients is lurk, learn, and jump. And what I mean by that is someone will say, I'm looking for a guest who can talk about yada, yada, whatever. It's a 20-minute show. Here's my show link. What you will notice is that there will be 54 people or more that are going to say, pick me, pick me, pick me, which says absolutely nothing. If you want them to pick you, why not say, hey, Scott, I listened to your podcast that has 300 episodes and 69 five-star reviews. Congratulations. I really like the episode number 45 where you talked to so-and-so about this particular thing. And that's why I think I have something to add to that conversation. Just by saying, I know you're a person of influence. You've got multiple podcasts and lots of reviews and a topic that I was interested in enough to listen all the way through. And maybe I even posted a five-star review to let you know that I really was paying attention. I think I'm going to have a whole lot more likelihood of you saying, wow, thanks a lot. Let's see what you've got to say versus 45 people saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. So we can unpack that if you like, but go to podcast guest collaboration on Facebook, join for free, lurk, learn, and leap. And you will find that if you follow this approach, you will stand apart and get booked far more readily than if you are in the camp that says, pick me, and saying nothing at all.
Yeah, I'll put the link to that Facebook group in the description along with the one pager link so people can kind of go check that out. Now, my next question is, you know, every person has someone that they look up to or as a muse. So Kobe Bryant, his idol was Michael Jordan. That's what really got him into basketball. And the same thing can be said about certain hockey players who looked up to Wayne Gretzky, and that's what made them want to play hockey. Or, you know, LeBron James looked up to Michael Jordan as well. So you see this common theme of, you know, having an idol. What was the podcast or who was the podcast host for you that really inspired you to do what you're doing today?
The podcast that I was most excited about was David Newman's show called The Speaking Show. And it is the top five marketing and media podcast on iTunes. And I loved his acerbic approach. I loved everything about it. I love there was so much about it that I loved. And this is a point I like to make to my clients. There's picking the low-hanging fruit by going to the podcast matchmaking sites and seeing what kind of placements you can earn just by being a really great human being that's making a really wonderful pitch. But then there's the aspirational reaches that you make to the hosts that you truly admire, and you have to find a way to capture their attention. And sometimes that requires getting the butterflies to fly in formation so that you can see it through, follow it through, and make it happen. So in this particular case, I knew I wanted to be a guest on his show. I think I wanted to have him as a guest on mine first, but that's the bottom line is I listened to the show. I posted a 5-star review to the show. I found out he had a Facebook group on thought leadership that I joined. And then I started paying attention to the quality of the conversation and finding a way to insert my own point of view so that I could gather his attention. And then when I felt like I had enough of a rapport with him, I actually reached out and asked if I could send him a copy of my Bye Bye Boring Bio book as a resource that could potentially be of service to his clients. And he said, yes, he'd be happy to receive it. And I was just building this relationship because it was aspirational. So then nothing was happening and I was sort of disappointed by that. And I actually was interviewed by someone else. And when the conversation was over and the mic went silent, the guy said, this was a great interview. What can I do for you further? Is there something I could do to support your success? And I said, I'd really like to be introduced to David Newman. I just know that if I got a warm introduction, I could make some magic happen. He says, I know, David, I'll introduce you. So he did, and I jumped on it. And then you know what happened? It was like absolutely nothing. So here was the thing. I asked myself, did I go over the arc? Did I miss the beat? Did I overdo it? Did I underdo it? Did I make some misstep that I needed to recover from? And I satisfied myself that no, I didn't. I think my pitch got lost in cyberspace. So here's what I did. I wrote him an email and I said, if you're not stuck under heavy furniture, won't you give me a call? It was a line from When Harry Met Sally and that movie, a romantic comedy from the 60s or 70s or whatever. So he wrote back instantaneously and he said, oh my God, I loved your book. I love seeing you in my Facebook group. I've heard such great things about you. I want you on my show. How about December 8th? Will that be soon enough? And so what can I tell you from this experience is be aspirational about who you want, whose show you want to be on, care enough about the show to listen, pay attention, add value. If you've made an approach and you don't get an answer, but you want it enough to follow up. And if you have to be cheeky and funny about it by asking, are you stuck under heavy furniture? Do whatever it takes to get the person to reply. Because I was a guest on his show. He was then a guest on my show. He said the interview that I did for him was among the best he'd ever done in 20 years with all kinds of movers and shakers. And now we are colleagues, we're joint venture partners, we are friends. So care enough about reaching up to the bigger shows to follow up and see what can happen when the microphone goes silent. You might be really pleasantly surprised what wonderful relationships can take group to grow and support you further indefinitely.
I love that. What would you say is the greatest failure that you experienced that led to you achieving a success later on?
In 2017, just about everything that could go wrong did go wrong in my life personally. There was death, diagnosis, a divorce of a close family member, a home burglary. My husband had a stroke. I mean, it was like life accident, one right after the other. I was derailed by it and I was humbled by it. And then I had COVID-19 hit shortly thereafter. And I'm thinking to myself, someday is not a day on the calendar. If I want to create an impact with my voice across the miles, across the world, I will not let anything take me out. I have to take 100% responsibility for whatever it is that I can do. So what's beautiful about the unfortunate circumstances that I found myself in that were clearly beyond my control is that I just realized that I'm healthy, I'm talented, I have a voice, I can use it, and I don't have to be limited by external circumstances. If you fall down, you get up and you do what you're here to do. And I'm intending to touch and transform the lives of successful service professionals who want to book themselves on more of the right shows without leaving their house, without hiring an expensive booking agency, and there's nobody better to teach them how, because I'm walking that talk every single day like a rock star. And more to the point, they are learning how so they can too. And I come to it with such a place of gratitude, because this is my wheelhouse. This is what I'm great at, and nothing's going to take me down, and I don't want anything to take you down either.
You know, that speaks such volumes, because that's exactly what I tell people about what I do. You know, I am not just someone that teaches LinkedIn. I practice what I preach. Our company is based around us using LinkedIn to grow our business, and we just teach other business owners how to do the same thing. And there's a lot that says about a person who practices what they preach, but also who walks the walk and talks the talk. This is something that you're not just teaching. It's not something that I'm just teaching. We are doing as we teach, which I think makes us special in that respect, that there's a lot of people that maybe just be teaching it, but they're not doing it anymore. And I love being embedded in the game still. I don't like sitting on the sidelines. I like being out there playing with everybody else, because I'm growing and learning and doing things with it, just like all my clients. And that's something really special to experience with them. Now, before we get to my final question, I know that you have a workshop coming up. So I want you to talk a little bit about that and how people can connect with you, obviously offline, or find out more information about your workshop.
Well, thank you. If you are excited about being the podcast dream guest the top host can't wait to book, and you want to empower yourself with the knowledge so that you can actually do it and be brilliant at it, join me for the Podcast Visibility Live Lab that's coming up this September 13th. It's a multi-day virtual training where I'm going to spill the beans and break things down step by step. So by the time we are complete over a period of 5 days, you will be media ready, media savvy, and on message, and you will likely have booked yourself on 2 or 3 shows simply by participating. It's free and fabulous and high value. And all you need to do is go to https://www.podcastvisibilitylivelab.com. Run and don't walk, sign up, and you will get so much value that you're going to be really blessed by the empowerment that comes your way as a result of participating. And then if you are listening to this outside of the date range that we're talking about, just join my Facebook group. It's getknowngetpaid.com/group. And that's the Raise Your Voice, Make Your Impact Facebook group, where all the training will happen live and by Zoom. And we are 2,200 podcast guests, successful service professionals, and other smart folks who want to book ourselves on more of the right shows and smile all the way to the bank. And we can't wait to welcome you.
Awesome. And all that information obviously will be found in the description of the episode, so you guys can always just click and go exactly to where you want to go. I could not recommend Nancy any more. So definitely take advantage of everything that she's offering. So Nancy, final question before we sign off, what does success truly mean to you?
Success is doing what you love on terms that make you happy, getting to spend your life with the love of your life, and being healthy to enjoy every moment.
Love that. Nothing else to add to that, because I think you've said it perfectly. So Nancy, it was a pleasure and an honor having you on here today. Just grateful for you and our connection. And I just wanted to thank you again for all the words of wisdoms and things that you brought to today's episode that is leaving my audience better. So thank you again so much.
Thank you.
So everyone, again, check out all of those links in the description of the episode to take advantage of Nancy's free workshop and all the other offerings. We do hope you enjoyed today's episode. So please enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much again for checking out today's episode. And if you are listening through iTunes, Spotify, wherever you are, please leave me a rating and review. Let me know what you loved, what you would like to see improved, or ideas you have for future episodes. And if you are interested in taking your business to the next level, don't hesitate to go to my website, www.scottaron.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me, where I can learn more about you, your business, what you're struggling with, and how we can work together. And don't forget to check out my wife, Nancy, and mine, our free community on Facebook called LinkedIn Leads for Life. We would love to see you in there. Have a great rest of your day. And thank you, everyone, for your support. Grateful for each and every one of you.